Bloody thumbprint is found on door, Atlanta Journal. Tuesday, April 29th, 1913, page 4, column 3. Murderer of Mary Fagan. Probably left factory by the rear door. A bloody thumbprint, found Tuesday afternoon on the rear door to the basement of the National Pencil Factory, leads the police to the theory that the murderer of Mary Fagan left the factory building by that door after he had deposited the girl's body in the basement. This theory is still further strengthened by the fact that when the murder was discovered Sunday morning, it was found that a staple had been drawn from the fastening on the rear door. R.B. Perron, said to be an employee of the pencil factory, came across the bloody thumbprint while making an examination of the factory premises. He chiseled off the bloody spot and took it to Detective Chief Newport A. Lanford, who will have it analyzed to determine whether the stain is human blood. Perron also brought along a woman's handkerchief and a sharpened pencil, which he says he found in the basement near the spot where Mary Fagan's body lay.